Welcome to the Tzorba Mirabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Shir 2 is dedicated to the safe return of Daniel Shimon ben Sharon, together with all others who are missing and held captive in Israel.
Okay, this is our second in the Tzorba Mirabanan series on the Essays of Shabbos. Again, our text we use is the Tzorba Mirabanan Svarim, the Lax family edition of the Tzorba Mirabanans. This is volume 16. The Wise Family volume, which is all about the Essays of Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Halakas Neiris, Tosefa Shabbos, Accepting Shabbos, Filas of Shabbos, Shnai Mikra, and the beginning of Kiddush, as we will get to. But we did last time all various halakas having to do with Erev Shabbos and preparing. And today we get into something else that happens on Erev Shabbos, but it has to do with Shabbos directly, and that, of course, is Halakas Neiris. Halakas Neiris will be split into two shiurim. The first shiur that we will be discussing is the reasons behind why we light Shabbos candles. Where did that mitzvah d'rabbanan come from? How many candles should one light? What should one use? What's the best type of light to use? The best place to put the candles lighting in hotels or other unusual places like that. So let's get into lighting the candles. So, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says, and again, this is in the volume 16, as I said, the second shiur starts on page 73. But again, we'll mention the marmakomas outside and add in a few as well. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Gimel, Siv Beis, that men and women are obligated. We'll learn in next year why women generally are the ones that light the candles. But the Shulchan Aruch said, Afilu ein lo mayochal, even if someone doesn't have what to eat, Shoel al hapsachim v'lokeach shemenu malek asaner. Even though most mitzvos, if I'm ones, if I don't have enough money, I'm pater. Okay, I don't do it. I don't have enough money for an esrog. I don't have to go sell the shirt off my back for an esrog, right? There's a certain maximum that you have to spend for mitzvahs. For it to prevent violating a lo saseh, then there's no shir to give away all your money. But to fulfill a mitzvah saseh, there are limitations. But there are a couple of exceptions to the rule, and this is one of them. Afilu ein lamayochal, shoal al apsachim v'loke achshemen u'mad l'kasaner. Even if he doesn't have what to eat, he should ask, beg at the doors, and buy oil. And like Zeb Bechlal Onik Shabbos, we'll get back to that lasha. But it is a mitzvah that you even have to sell the shirt off your back for. Why is that? Why would it be that? Why can't you have an ones? Or we say like ones rachmana patre. Ones, the Torah says, you know, it's the Torah exempts you. So there is an Abnei Nezer. It's an important Abnei Nezer in the Chuvis. The Sakat Shabbat Abnei Nezer writes in Arachayim and Siman Tapkuf Aleph that he says it, not here in this context, but the same svara would apply. Mitzvahs of Persume Nisa. The mitzvah of Persume Nisa says the Avnei Nezer, like Neiris Chanukah, you have to sell the shirt off your back in order to get it. Why? Because you can't say, Hashem will give you the credit. It's as if you did it. You want to do it, where the Gemara says, Chashra Lassos, Mitzvah V'lo Asa, Mal HaVakasa Pilu Asa. Hashem will give you the credit as if you did it. That could only apply where, by mitzvahs that we might call a Maisa focused, a Maisa oriented mitzvah. So that's where you could say, Hashem will give you the credit. But if the mitzvah is about achieving a result, about bringing a certain reality, that if that reality wasn't brought, then Hashem is not going to fault you. You're an ones, but you can't say as if you did it. She says, "Shekol mitzvahs ainam ochiv limkar ksuso." By most mitzvahs, you don't have to sell the shirt off your back. Shreitisha blazos mitzvah lo asa malav akasaf kilo asa mashen kein persume nisa lefarsim lahachirim umal lahachirim b'machshavoso. What do others have to do with my thought? So my thought, I wish I could do it, but lamaisa, it's Persume Nisa to others, and they didn't see it. Al-Kain, and that's why Neiris Hanukkah and the mitzvahs of Persume Nisa are different, but one might say the same thing by Neiris Shabbos. Neiris Shabbos is also about the result. As we'll see, it's not about the Maisa Adlaka as much as it is about the result, and therefore maybe that's also part of why one has to sell the shirt off his back. Okay, so what's the time, the reasons behind lighting Shabbos candles? So there seems to be two, or we'll get to three ideas. Three ideas in the Mefarshim based on Chazal about lighting Shabbos candles. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos Chafei, source number one, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Zavda, Varmi Lo Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Amar Rav, Halakas Neiris Shabbos, Kova. It's a chova. It's an obligation. It's not an option. Maybe in contrast to the halakas neiros of Yom Kippur is an option, but halakas neiros Shabbos is a chova. It is an obligation. Rashi says there, kavod Shabbos hu, she'ein su'uda chashuva el b'makam arkein yimama. Because the mio is given chashivus when we light a candle. Fancy restaurants, often there are candles. When there's light, it's a su'uda chashuva. You don't want to eat in the dark. So Rashi says that's the chova. And that's the lashon that Rashi uses is kavod Shabbos. Let's keep that in mind. Kavod Shabbos hu. If you look at Tosfos, right there, Shabbos Kafei, Tosfos says, first of all, before he gets to the contrast in the lashon with Rashi, he says the word chova here should not be confused that this is similar to chova in another context, chulin kufei, mayim achronim chova. This is not like that type of chova. Why? Because the chova over there by mayim achronim, that's just about prevention of a problem. The melach sedomis, the salt that used to blind the eyes or to clean my hands, both of those are removal of a problem. Removal of a problem never gets a bracha. Right? If Netilas Yadayim was only about removal, let's say, of the Ruach Ra, we wouldn't make a bracha in the morning. Right? Just like you don't make a bracha when you leave a cemetery and you wash your hands. If it's just removal of Ruach Ra, the only reason you make a bracha is when it's like positive. We don't make a bracha on kashering, Hagalas Kalim, because you're just removing something not kosher. You make a bracha on Hosafas Kedusha, Tevilas Kalim, where we're being Mosif Kedusha. Then we would make a bracha. Tosfos here says, don't think that the word chova here by Halakas Neiros Shabbos is similar to the word chova elsewhere by Mayim Achronim. No, this is different. Rabbi Tam says, Deshibushu, Delo Damil Mayim Achronim. This is not like Mayim Achronim. Why? Delo Havi Elolat Sala Bahalma. Mayim Achronim is to prevent you and save you from a problem. Aval Halakas Neir, he chova shal mitzvah Oneg Shabbos. Halakas Neira is an obligation of Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, right? So Rashi used the lashon of Kavod Shabbos, and Rabbi Natan used the lashon of Oneg. Again, both words are found in Yeshayo, Perek Nuches, but what it sounds like it's different. It sounds like Rashi lists life of the land those as to honor the Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos. Rabbi Natan says Oneg, which means like to enjoy the candles. Maybe I would have thought that according to Rabbi Natan, says Tosfos in the continuation, that it's all about enjoying. So let's say I have candles lit from Friday. I don't have to like light new ones for Shabbos. I'm going to enjoy the candles anyway, because they're already lit. No, Tosfos continues. Even according to Rabbi Natan, that is Oneg, it has to be lit l'shem Shabbos. Shem haya aner mudlak v'homeid, source number 4, sorach l'kabos v'lachzor l'halik. You have to relight it again. You have to relight it again, which makes it sound like according to Rabbi Rashi holds it's kavod Shabbos, Rabbi Natan maybe holds it's both. It's kavod Shabbos, so it has to be lit l'shem Shabbos, and it's Oneg Shabbos to enjoy on Shabbos. We'll get to a Gemara later on, Be'ez Hashem, but it could be this might even be a machlokas amoraim, whether it's kavod or whether it's oneg, because the Gemara talks about later on in Daf Chav Hey in Shabbos about itchron. There are some tanan that says you're not allowed to use itchron. Rabbi Shmuel says in the Mishnah you can't use itchron, a foul-smelling type of fuel. And Rava says why? Because it smells terrible. And therefore what? Gzeirah Shem Yanichan Aviyetzei. Shabbos Chav Hey, you might leave if it smells so bad. You might want to leave the Shabbos table. Amar Le Abaya, Abaya says to Rava Aviyetzei, so let him leave. What's the difference? So he'll leave. So what? So he'll leave. Amar Lei. So Rabbi says back, no, Shadi Omar, Alokas Neiros Shabbos Chova. No, Alokas Neiros is a Pova. So you can't leave. What's the Nekudas Machlokas? You're going to buy in Rava. Suggest the Beis Halevi that the Machlokas is about Kavod or Oneg. Right? If it's about Kavod, then once you lit it, you lit it. Then you leave, you leave. Okay. That's not, it doesn't ruin the mitzvah. But if it's about Oneg, you obviously have to enjoy it. You have to enjoy it on Shabbos because it's about enjoying. The Rambam, interestingly, explicitly has both. We said maybe that's Rabbi Natan. But the Rambam in Perek Hey of Hilchos Shabbos and Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, he has both Lashonos. The Rambam says in Perek Hey, Halakas Neiros Shabbos Eina Rishus. Im Ratzah Malik V'Ratzah Eina Malik. It's not a Rishus below Mitzvah. Shino Chayav L'Rodof Acharei Shiasena. Ela Chova Hi. Ve'echon Hashem Ve'echon Hashem Chayavin. Lios Mavadein Ner Dolik B'Shabbos. There's an obligation for every man, every woman to have a candle lit in their house on Shabbos. Afilu ein l'mayochal. Right, the language of the Shulchan Aruch. That's where the Shulchan Aruch got it from. Shoal al apsachim lokech shemen umalik asaner shezeh bechlal oneg Shabbos. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Hey, oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos to have candles lit. But if you look in Perek Lamed, all the way at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, v'tzorach l'sakin besum yibod yom mipnei kvod HaShabbos. The Erner Dolek, V'Shulchan Aruch HaMita Mutzaz, Shkolelu, L'Kavod Shabbos Hei. because it's Lakov Shabbos. So in the same set of halachas, 25 prakim apart, the Rambam says halakha zeiros is owning Shabbos, halakha zeiros is kavod Shabbos. There seems to be two elements, according to the Rambam, explicitly. Maybe according to the Rabbeinu Tam, we saw implicitly that halakha zeiros is both kavod and owning. What exactly is the definition of kavod and owning? What's the difference between the two? We used to sometimes we say, oh, Lakov Shabbos. Right? What's the difference? Before we eat sometimes, we say Lakov Shabbos. So what's the difference between kavod and oneg? So I think I might have mentioned it in the last year, but this is the Chiddush of the Gra. The Gra in Hilchos Yontif. You have it there in source number 7 on page 75. In Tavkup Chaptes, the Gra says, based on the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Rambam has many examples of kavod Shabbos in Perek Lamed. And if you look at them, there's a common denominator between all of them. Right? We spoke last week about not eating on Erev Shabbos. That's an example of kavod Shabbos. Go and get the Shabbos with an appetite. But the Rambam gives other examples. Shemitzvah l'adam l'chlos panav ezel kavod, halacha beis. Zeu shar rechachamim. Mitzvah l'adam l'chlos panav yadav raglov b'chamin be'erev Shabbos. And mitzvah d'ot take a shower. V'bnei kavod Shabbos. U'misadit b'tzitzis. Put on special clothing of tzitzis. V'yoshi b'kovod rosh. Miyachel l'hakpalas b'nei Shabbos. To sit with bated breath and anticipation to greet the Shabbos Malka. K'moshi u'yotzei l'kras ha'melech. Like he would go out to greet a king. The great rabbis used to gather their students on Erev Shabbos. They used to go out. The Rambam continues to wear special clothing. And also look for a suda. Also, as we learned last time, one is not allowed to have a big meal. What do all these have in common? Says the Gra, Kavod Shabbos is everything you do before Shabbos. Before Shabbos. Everything you do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos, right? That's enjoying the Shabbos. You honor Shabbos by doing all the preparations. When we take a shower, we should have in mind, I'm doing Yellow Kavod Shabbos. I'm not just taking a shower because I'm hot and sweaty, right? When we set the table, everything is about Kavod Shabbos. We set the table that I think there's a Shlok out there that says when you set a table for Shabbos, for Yatev, it is a Pasuk in Yefeskel. Vayidaber Eli, Zeh Shulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem. That's a whole Pasuk. So it's nice to say that Pasuk as you set the table. Vayidaber Eli, but that's before Shabbos. That's Kavod Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is enjoying, as the Rambam says, and to enjoy it, eating good food and being comfortable and doing things that you enjoy. And that's what the Gra says in Tavkuf Chavtes. You have it there based on the Rambam. Verozona lomar, oneg hu b'Shabbos atzmo v'kavod hu b'erev Shabbos. Right, so that is the Vilna Gaon. There is a beautiful thought that Rav Soloveitchik has in his Yard Site Shiurim, where he focuses on this Rambam. And he says, interesting, if you look at these four ways, I think he says three, I'll just add in the fourth, these ways that we're supposed to get ready for Shabbos, to wash ourselves and to special clothing and sit with bated breath and anticipation, Yoshi B'Kovid Rosh, Miyachal Atwal Spanei Ashkina, and gathering in groups, Mekaps and Talmidehem. Says the Rav, there's another religious experience that we get ready for in the same way. And if the halakha demands that we get ready for in the same way or very similar ways, it must be that it's a similar experience. And what's similar? Tefillah. The way we get ready for tefillah, the Rav says, what do we do for tefillah? The Rambam is very harif about washing one's hands. Washing one's hands, well, we wash before we daven. Misati patitzis. We go put on special clothing. We read the minhag all of us only to wear a talis. Atalas gadol during davening. For Yoshe b'kovod rosh, to sit with bated breath. Remember the chassidim are yishonim, are yishonim, shahachazim is paulim. To sit with kovod rosh, getting ready to the experience. And chachamim are yishonim, gathering in groups. Maybe that's tefillah b'tzibur. Maybe that's tefillah b'tzibur. So it's interesting, says Rav Soloveitchik. The same way that we get ready for tefillah, we get ready for Shabbos. So what is the connection between the two? What's the parallel between the two? So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's related to the Kiddush of my grandfather. Kiddush of my grandfather. What did my grandfather say? If you remember, if there's any Reb Chaim. If there's any Reb Chaim that people are familiar with, it might be this Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah in the Gracha Rambam, where Reb Chaim deals with a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's different types. It seems to be, let's say the Rambam first. First, the Rambam says that if you don't have Kavan and Davening, any part of the Amidah, what is not Yotze? Number one. But number two, the Rambam also says that, as the halacha that we know, that as long as you have kavanah in the first bracha, you're okay. Right? So what is it? So Reb Chaim explains, there are two types of kavanah. One type of kavanah is just additional to your davening. You're davening, and you should have kavanah in your davening. And if you didn't have kavanah, as long as you had kavanah in the first bracha, you're okay. That's pirush hamilim, knowing what the words mean. I should try to know what the words mean all of davening, but if I don't know every word, so then it's okay, as long as I had kavanah during avos. Ha'akat kavanah shal pirush hadvar, you saw that we did kavanah. But then there's another type of kavanah, says the Rav, says B'shem Reb Chaim, his grandfather. It's not an additional point. I daven, and I should have kavanah or not a kavanah. It's part of the definition of davening. And if I didn't have this kavanah, then it's misasik. It's like I'm just doing something. I don't even realize what I'm doing. And that kavanah is knowing that you're standing in front of Hashem. Omed lefnei hamela. And that's not really a didn't kavanah, says the Reb Chaim. The kavanah zu einam din kavanah, rakshu me etzim maisa tfila. But I don't recognize the experience that I'm involved in. And therefore, it's ma'akev in every single part of davening. But if you say that, said Rav Soloveitchik, says now grandson, Rav Soloveitchik, maybe that's Shabbos also. And that's why the Rambam, we prepare for Shabbos the same way we prepare for tefillah. Because Shabbos is a 25-hour period of an amida lefnei Hashem, of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said last week, Teischem L'Shalom, we say to the Malachim, because even the Malachim can't be at the Shabbos table. It's just Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Kavod and the Oneg. The Kavod are the same ideas that we get ready for Tefillah with, 10 types of actions, and building on the Gra. That Kavod is before Shabbos and Oneg is on Shabbos. That's Rav Soloveitchik, paralleling it to Tefillah. Okay, that's in the Yahrzeit Shir. Now we move on. So that's all so far, two ideas relating to halakas Erev Shabbos. Is it kavod? Is it oneg? And again, according to the Rambam, it's both. When you light the candles on Erev Shabbos, it's kavod. You're honoring Shabbos. But then when you enjoy the candles on Shabbos, so then that's oneg, that you're enjoying it. Good. Said there's a third idea. There's a third idea, again, well known. Shabbos Chav Gimel. The third idea is Shalom Bayis. Halakas Erev adds to the family harmony on Shabbos. And that's why Rava says in Shabbos Chav Gimel, Pshitali, Ner Beso V'Ner Chanukah, Ner Beso Adif, source number 8. Right? If I only have enough money to buy a candle for Shabbos and a candle for Chanukah, what wins? And you can't just use one for both, because in Ner Chanukah, you're not allowed to get pleasure from. And Ner Shabbos, you have to get pleasure from. So you can have one or the other. So the Gemara says, Ner Beso Adif, Mishum Shalom Beso. Shalom Bayis, and that's why you need the candle. What does Shalom Bayis actually mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, nobody wants to sit in the dark. Nobody wants to sit in the dark. That's why it's Shalom Bayis to light a candle. According to that, it probably would only be where you eat, because nobody likes to sit in the dark and eat. But if you look in Shabbos Chathei Amid Beis, the Gemara there also talks about Halakas Neiros, and Rashi there says something more expanded. Shaholech v'nichshal v'holech b'afela. I might trip on something when it's dark. Which then the nafkamina would be, you always have to have it on in all the different rooms, you need to have it on. It's not just a question about eating in the dark, but you don't want to trip. You don't want to trip. So that's the third idea when it comes to halakas neiros. We have kavod and oneg and shalom bayis. The Arta Shulchan in Reis Lama Gimel Beis, you have it on page 77, has a different chilek between kavod and oneg, different than the Gra. He knew the Gra, but different than the Gra. Now he feels that the difference is where you're eating, and all the other areas. To light a candle where you eat, that's kavod Shabbos. Shar chadarim is oneg Shabbos, because you enjoy when you're not going to trip and it's light in the other rooms. Oh, that's why Mishavura quotes that one should have some type of light or source of light in any room that you're going to use on Shabbos, so you don't trip. Halakas Ner, Mishavura says in 13, Tzarech lios b'chol chadarim sholech Shabbos Shabbos. Kobanim Ner Echad, have one candle. You don't trip. The bracha is only on the makam afila, but not on the other candles. So this is about background. Why is there a mitzvah? Why did Chazal institute a mitzvah of halakas ner Shabbos? Mitzvah d'rabanan, right? It's one of the mitzvahs d'rabanan. It's not one of the 613. Then we're going to the Bahad counts the mitzvahs d'rabanan in his list. It is kavod, oneg, or shalom bayis. Number, that's background. Okay. How many candles? What's the mitzvah? What's the takana? Says the Shulchan Aruch, we quoted this before, Ner Daluk B'Shabbos, a candle. Ner Daluk. And even if he says, Psachim, as we read earlier. So Ner Daluk sounds like singular. Ner Daluk, and that's what the halacha is. The halacha is Me'ikra Din, one candle. Me'ikra Din, one candle. That's all one needs. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains, that if you don't have so much money and you're being supported by tzedakah funds or other funds, one candle. Right? You don't go splurge for a whole candelabra and many different branches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have to have basic necessities, bread. Bread comes before ner, because you don't have bread, I guess you don't have shalom bayis either. But right after bread comes ner l'shabbos, kodem likach b'shar machlam. Comes before in the hierarchy, before other foods. But dai ner echad l'chud, b'shar yosi abachali shabbos. Just one. This also might be reflected in the bracha. Right, lahalik ner shal Shabbos. You don't say neiro shal Shabbos. Ner, no matter how many kids you light ner, we say ner because that is the bracha that is the remez to how many is the maker at the end. Like Hanukkah, lahalik ner shal Hanukkah. Doesn't matter what how many candles one is lighting. The minhag, though, as we know, is to light two. The minhag is to light at least two. The kolbo, one of the rishon, and the kolbo says because everything of Shabbos is two, is double. Right, shnei kvasim. Lechem Mishnah, Zachar V'Shamar, right? Everything is two, and that's why we have two candles. It's not quoted here, but there's a Gemara Shabbos Lamech Gimel. Remember when the Rav Shimon Yochai and his son came out of the cave for the second time, and they're looking around, and they see an old man running by with two adasim in his hands. And they asked him, what are those adasim for? He said, the Kavod Shabbos. And he's like, well, it's the Kavod Shabbos. Wow, well, but why do you need two then? So he says, Echa Keneged Zachar, then Echa Keneged Shamar. So that's also a Gemara that's brought as a source for lighting two candles. At least, again, the Kolbo does not quote that. He just says everything in Shabbos is two. But that's another. Two hadasim in that Gemara, two myrtles to smell. So that is the also a remez to the two. There is another number, just parenthetically, seven. Interestingly, the Bahali Gematria, I love this one. There's a lot of sevens in Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh day. If you look at Chala is gematria 43. 4 plus 3 is 7. Dog is gematria 7. Marak, soup, is gematria 340. 3 plus 4 is 7. Yayin is gematria 70. 7 plus 0 is 7. Many of the foods that we lamaisa eat on Shabbos is gematria 7. So 7 is also an important number for Shabbos, not just 2. Okay, so we have 2. That's what the Kolbo says, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. As well, Yezor lasses near Yapav Yishchem lasses shteip silos echa keneged zachar vecha keneged shomer. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the there was a minhag to light seven keneged the days of the week, keneged 10 aser as a dibros. But we generally like two. But we generally add. Rav Mordechai Elio writes, but again, this is the minhag olam. It's source number 20. That the minhag is to add on based on the number of children of the family. V'yesh noah goes lahalik mispar. Anshe Habayis, right? Anshe Habayis, that's what we like Keneged, and it's a very special mitzvah, as we'll learn next time about the women Dafka doing it. But it's already mentioned before, Mordechai Elio, looking at the Kuti Maharit, also quotes that we light based on the number of people in the family. And that's also, though, only if a woman is home. The Shmir Shabbos already writes, right? If somebody goes away for Shabbos and you ask somebody else for Shabbos, you don't have to ask to light a bunch of candles, right? Connect the family members, right? You like to at home, you can light all your candles. But when you're away, the Shmir Shabbos quotes, Rav Norwith quotes in Source 22, it's on page 81. Bamedra mamurim kashri batlika babesa. When she's lighting in her home, she lights these extra candles. Aval ksheena shoveses babesa. When she's not home, aminagu sheena madlika elish de nerit bilvad. Right? When she's not at home, she lights two. She lights two. Falav dafka gedola, you don't have to write in the big candelabra. Right, just however many one light, that's only to be at home and not to be used not to be done in other places as well. Okay, there is a halacha that is known by the women, and it's scary for women. It's based on a Maharil. It's nowhere in Shas. The Maharil writes, again, it's one of the main sorum for the sources of Minhagi Ashkenaz, that if a woman ever forgot to light a candle, She liked to got to light Shabbos candles. Then she has to do something as a tikkun, as a knas. Am I real rights? Source 23. Nishal Alisha de Mishtala. Sheshafifa Bisha Shanga. Vulika Nerbishaba. She forgot. Vahorala. Vishola Midoda Vaheshavla. Hezihira call Yamela Hosip. Al Kol Ner Shal Mitzvah Yoser Mimashai Seregila. Bishigurim. You have to add in, they used to light, let's say, oil candles. Add in a little of extra oil forever. Forever. You forgot once. Forever more. You have to add in a little bit of extra oil. And the Ramah quotes this minhag in a little different, this knas in a little different way. The Ramah in Aruch Chaim and Reis Lamagimel. It's worth 24. Ha'isha sheshafafa pamachas lahadlik malekas kol yameha shlosha neros. You always allowed to add on. So if she's supposed to light two, you always add on an extra one. And this is something that women don't want to hear. They don't want to. It's embarrassing for the rest of their life to have to add on. So there are many, many coolas. There are many coolas. And in almost every situation, there are at least some poskim to rely on that she does not have to light an extra one. Again, Rachamon Litzlan, if a child predeceases a parent, so then you never go rea. You're always mosif. You're always mosif. That's the Ramah, that Lajah Ramah. You hold on the hosif, al davar mechluba, negados davar afer. Right? You're allowed to add on to the number. But what are some of the limitations of this knas? So number one, what if she's nansa? What if it's not in her control? She was about to light Shabbos candles, then some crazy thing happened and her child got injured and she had to go put on a band-aid and then all of a sudden shkia. So what are you doing though? So nansa for sure. For sure there's no knas leones. Sure there's no knas leones. Nothing to talk about. Right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Reis Lamagimel, Sif Zayin, Akenim, Nansa, Beladlika. She's in jail. She doesn't have to add on. She doesn't have to add on for this in this case. But then there's a whole other issue. What about Bizman Hazeh? Right, we said Kavod Onik Shalom Bayis, the three reasons for behind Halakas Neiros. So they Shalom Bayis. Nowadays, so the Knas was because she did something, she forgot it. Now there's no Shalom Bayis in the house. One second. Nowadays we have electricity. Nowadays we have lights on. The candles aren't really mosif anyway. So is there really a knas? Is there a knas nowadays when we have plenty of light in the house? Where the reason of the knas doesn't apply. The reason, because look what she did. She messed up and now it's going to be dark in the house. No shalom bias. There is shalom bias. So this is a machlokas aposkim. Whether the fact that there are electric candles, electric lights, so does that tell us that there is no knas? So if you look in the Malami Lahoel or David Tzvi Hoffman, one of the Gdolim from 150 years ago, or David Tzvi Hoffman says, he quotes him up about it, but then he says, I don't think it helps. I don't think it makes a difference. I think she didn't light. It's her fault. She has to light an extra candle. See, at the end of 26, he goes to the different studim of the case that he's talking about there is with a husband lit. The husband's always getting close to Shkia, and he saw that the wife didn't light yet. So he quickly lit for her. He lit for her. So that's similar to our case, where she didn't get to it, but there wasn't darkness. So he thinks there, he says, I don't think you could say she doesn't do anything. Upata b'lo klumi efshar misha akalpanim, misha ha'isha, pasha b'isha, sheshach alahadlik, v'lo bircha al ha'neiros. That's Rav David Tzvi Hoffman, Alami Lahoel. Also the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, in Source 27, in Elam Gimel, asher shalin y'isha, sheshach alahadlik neiroseha, b'lo Shabbos. She forgot. Included or not? So he says, first of all, right? This is not in the. Not only is this on Chazal, Gemara. This is not even in Rishonim. It starts with the Maharil. So it's hard to be machmir in these cases, and that's what we try. Almost every case, we try to find a kula. Even though he says, I not so clearly make them. It is shachaf, even if there are lights on. Talk upon him. Avraham mitzvahs lakazaner, reishi mitzvahs ha'isha b'miyuchad. But Rav Ovadia and Chazan Ovadia says no. The minhag is we don't. If there was light in the room, there is no knas. And Rav David Ribiat, in his Sefer 39 Malachas, also said that even some Ashkenazic poskim are meiko. Bizvanenu says Rav Ovadia. Let's read his words. Shemalikim chashmal lo ha'ir es kol habayis. You light electricity. If she forgot to add in her own candles, she doesn't have to be mosif. Right? There's no lack of shalom bias. And therefore, there is no problem. And Ribiat says that too. So again, Lomaisa, a woman for God. Well, so what are cases? We have this Maharil and they're all close to Maharil. She has the head on the candle the rest of her life. So number one, maybe there's no kanas when it comes to electric lights and there was light in the room anyway. Number two, Ones. What exactly? How did she forget? Maybe she was busy with the kids and was totally not under her control. And there's a third idea. Most women don't forget on Shabbos. They don't forget on Shabbos. They're going to light candles. When does this come up? And I've gotten this Shaila a number of times. Sometimes on Yontif. Sometimes on the second night of Yontif, you come back home in Chutz Laaretz or in Eretz Yisrael in Rosh Hashanah. But you come back home and you have to put the stuff on the hot plate and on the blach, and you got to get everything ready because you're going to prepare beforehand. Or Simchas Torah in Chutz Torah night of Chutz Laaretz. So it's so late and you're dancing and you come back and you're just serving the soup. You don't always remember. Don't always remember because it's happening on Yontif, not beforehand. So another Tzabah HaKel is the Knas might not have been on Yontif. Who says? Maybe it's just on Shabbos. Right? So again, that's something that is not so clear. So whatever, again, and whatever cool you can find in this area, we do, because as we said before, as Rav Ozner said, this is nowhere in Shas. It's a later Knas, and therefore we're generally Mekel in almost every case. In almost every case. Good. What should we spoke about? Why? Why do we light? And we spoke about how many. So now, what? What should we light? What should one use? What's the best types of materials and fuels and wicks? And this is, as we know from the second perek in Shabbos, the Mishnah is in Bamei Malikin. That's Bamei Malikin. Right? Why? With what do we light? What do we not light? So the whole Mishnah has a whole list of items that you're not supposed to use. Ein Malikin lo b'lefes lo b'chosim lo b'chalach lo p'sil si not allowed to use any of these for wicks. Why? What's the problem? Why, says Rabba in the Gemara? Because the fire isn't so clear. Amar Rabba, source 31. Psilos shamru chachamim ein malikin mevashavas. The psilos that chachamim say you can't use, mipnei sheha'or misatzeches bahen. Because of the fire. Because of the fire that doesn't burn well. It doesn't burn smoothly. It jumps. And therefore we're worried that if you see it like that on Shabbos, you might come to fix it. So it's a gzeira. You can't lie with this because you might come to fix it on Shabbos because this is the way of that type of flame. And the oils too, the oils that are listed there that you can't use. Zepha, Shava, Kik, Shemen Sreifa, Alia, Chileb, all of those are because it doesn't light well, doesn't provide the appropriate amount of fuel, and therefore it is not allowed. And this is where what we saw before, we also know Rabbi Shmuel says you can't use Itron because it is foul smelling, but the Chachamim say you can use any. Some say you can use any. Rabbi Tarfon says Shemen Zayis. Rabbi Tarfon says Shemen Zayis. Only Shemen Zayis. We don't paskin like Rabbi Tarfon. Right? We don't paskin that it has to be Shemen Zayis, but Tosfos quotes there, Shabbos Chav Gimel, that is a lechachila. Not the same reason as Shemen Zayis being lechachila by Neiris Chanukah, because then the Neis happened with Shemen Zayis. But this is different because Shemen Zayis gives the clearest light. The clearest light. Says Tosfos 34. Lener Shabbos Pshita, the Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Amuvchar, Lefi, Shenimshach Achra Psila, Femikolu. It follows the wick better than any of the others. It's the best, it's the clearest light, it's the best light, and that's why the Tosfos says that, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says you can use any fuel. Shar Kol Hashmanim Chutz Me'elu, any fuel besides the ones listed that do not light well, you can use any Madlikim Mehem. When we call Makom, Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Amuvchar. Shemen Zayis is mitzvah nemufchar, olive oil. But again, it's not based on the lechem moshe b'sinai. It's based on the clearest light, the most beautiful light. So nowadays, many have many women light with paraffin, the type of a clear or colorful light, and the flame is gorgeous. So one can use that. But again, obviously, in the days of not so long ago, everybody used to use wax candles. Wax candles, that's okay. Again, it's that's if it gives off a good light, a clear light. But this is the discussion of what to use. So Shemen Zayis is the best, but any of the other ones, except the ones on the list, are not good. What about electric lights? What about electric lights? Shiloh, that comes up in hotels and in hospitals. Could you use an electric light to fulfill the mitzvah? So the Rugged Shaver, Rabbi Yosef Rosen, says one does not fulfill the mitzvah with electric lights. You have to use something with eish. An electric light is not eish. Most poskim assume that one does fulfill the mitzvah. One, you do fulfill the mitzvah in a certain way. In which ways? So, interesting cases. So, Rabbi Tzion Abishol here in the Tshuvas Or Letzion says, you only yotze the mitzvah. What's the takana? What does a candle usually look like? You have a wick, And the wax is there, and that's the source for the, that's the fuel for the candle, for the wick. Or you have a wick sitting in oil. So the oil is the material and the fuel for the wick. But here by electricity, says the Ars Lecteon, every second, new electricity, a new current is coming in. And therefore, that's not comparable to our case. Mishum shebachashmal kol rega magia zerem chadash. Sheklal lo shayach la'alaka rishon. Now, this is the first halakha. V'lo nechshav shu hidlik ha'ora v'la'achar mikan. I have no connection to the light that happened later on. That's from the electrical current. So the Tshuva's Ars Lecteon is not a fan of electric because of that. And there are others that also say that. Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe is quoted in the Radiance of Shabbos that one can use them if that's the only choice, but he is not convinced that one should make a bracha on them. Let's say you're in a hospital in Chutz Laaretz, in Eretz Yisrael, that you generally allow you to light Shabbos candles in specified areas. But what if one can't? So then, you know, one can be yotze the mitzvah. Rav Moshe says not to make a bracha, but another post came, Rav Avadya or Sipesach, right? That no, even on electric candles, one could even make a bracha. He quotes this from Sipesach, Rav Avadya writes in the Tshuva, Vein mitzvah ner Shabbos etzem hadlaka, ela shayish talshulus, she in ner dolik dolik b'Shabbos. You have a ner that was lit on Shabbos, so you did it, you arranged it, you turned on the light. So that would be okay. Then one might ask, is there a filling between incandescent where there's a filament that might be called ash versus LED lights or fluorescent lights? So this is also a machlokas whether those could be used themselves because it might not be a din of ash. It might just be a different difference of fluorescent. And that is, what is it? I forgot to mention before. In the Ars Lecteon, we said you can't use a regular electric because the fuel's not there. But if you have a battery-powered light, then you wouldn't be able to use it because there, the power, the source of fuel is there. It's not just a current that's coming in from the outside. So it's there. So therefore, a battery would be better. But we said, according to other poskim, make a din, you could do it, just don't make a bracha. And other poskim say, Ravadi says, you could even make a bracha on the electric candles. That's in terms of the what. So again, we have the clearest, the paraffin, the Shemen Zayas, and you have a summary there on page 90 of all the different fuels to use, the advantages, the disadvantages, and the psak halacha of whether it can be used or not. Good. So now we spoke about the why and the how many and the what. And now we got to talk about the where. The where. Where is the best place to light Shabbos candles, right? Let's say somebody's eating over somewhere else on Friday night. Do you light at home? Do you light where you eat? So one needs, what's clear is that one needs to get kavahana from the candles. You need to get some kind of pleasure from the candles. Da aguda, one of the Rishonim writes, so bekayetz, in the summertime, where Shabbos is very late, yachol lechol arayom, you can make early Shabbos and eat during the day. Shalom b'makom aner, with the candle that you lit before and it's not going to do anything. Right, because right now you want to eat outside. It's very nice outside. Well, b'kayetz yasunir is a ruchim. What do you have to do? Make long candles so that by the time you come back inside, it's still lit. Shol yechabu kodem alayla. Vim lo yasu kin eva brachal of atola. The shvaga with yirame mahani. If you lit a candle, it lit right outside. And by the time you came back, it was empty. It was out. Then obviously it was worthless, says the Aguda. You have to make sure that it is long enough to be able to give you hana when you get back. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes a similar idea. If I light in the house in a corner and I'm eating in my chatzer, if the candles aren't so long that they last till I get home, you have to get some type of hana. You have to get some type of hana from the candles or else it is a prop. The Shulchan Aruch does say that one is allowed to make kiddush and eat in a different place from where the candles are, right? He says, you know, it's better if you have the candles there, but if you need to eat in a different place, you can. But again, the candles you have to get hana from, maybe beforehand, maybe afterwards, but one needs to get some type of hana. The Mishnah Brura sides with the poskim who say that one should only rely on this in cases of severe distress, right? In some cases of shas atchak mamish. But in general, one should try to have the candles in a place where one eats and enjoy them during the time that one is that one is eating. Pesky Chupas also quotes that another option, let's say I'm eating out somewhere, but I want to light at home. So I can, being Makabel Shabbos, right, when you light is also something that we'll talk about next time. But the Pesky Chupas quotes, another option is that if you say, according to most posts, can we mention, that electric candles are also Yotzei the mitzvah with them. So before you go out, let's say you're worried that the candle's going to go out, but before you get home. So before you go out, turn the light on and off, off and on, and then light the candle. Have in mind that that's part of your light into the candles. And then when you light the candles, fine, even if it goes out, but part of your halakas Shabbos and the bracha went on the electric light, which is still going to be on when you come home from where you ate on Friday night. Good. Could a number of people light candles in the same place? Right, you might say, is that Shalom Bayis? There's already plenty of light here. Plenty of, there's enough light here. So can many people light in the same place? Let's say you go to a daughter, goes to her parents for Shabbos. Could she light? So the Ma'aril says, Shnayim v'shloshim balibatim ochlim makam echad, kolechem v'varecha menorah shalo. Everyone can make a bracha on their own menorah. Aval b'shish far or meruba, even though there's plenty of light. Aval gav sh'or zaru gim gim bazeh, says the Ma'aril, even though zaru was not so sure about this. Bikom makam yish maniginan hachi, this is what I think. This is what I think. Why? Why could you light three different families, three different women at the same place? More light, there's more shalom bayis. Still, there's more candles. That leads to greater shalom bayis and greater onik. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. It says, therefore, you should not make a bracha. Meaning, if you have five people lighting in the hotel, if you have right near each other, or if you have a number of people, a number of kids that all went to the parents' house for Yontif, so the Shulchan Aruch says only the Baal HaSabayis makes the bracha. They could all listen and say amen and then light their own candles. But only the Baal HaSabayis makes the bracha. And the Ramat says, no, we make the bracha ourselves. Look at the Shulchan Aruch in 47. Aruch Haim Reisam HaGimel. Shnayim O'Shloshim Baal HaBatim Ochlim Memakam Echad. If two or three families reading in one place, Yesh Omrim. Some say shekolechem mevarech al menorah shalom. Some say everybody should make a bracha on their own. V'yish megamkei mudaver the arzarua. Some say maybe not. V'nochon lizar besafik brachas v'leivarech alechad. B'yizoyer safik brachas. V'hagav aval anu eino agin kein. The Rama says we don't hold of this. We don't say this. We say that everybody can make their own bracha, even if they're in the same place. Everybody can make their own bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's possible to light, if every family has their own room. So then maybe, you know, you can light in the room. It's better. If you have your own makam yuchad. V'yish l'echad mehen, says the Mishnah Berurah. Teder miyuchad, though, if one of them has their own room, which most families do. Aba pishen ofel sham, even though you don't eat there, you're only sleeping there. V'kuliyam yorach l'varach sham. You can make a bracha there. But that's not generally done. We don't light candles in anywhere except the kitchen or the dining room area. So that's generally not done. But it could help in the following case, as we will see what an option is in terms of hotels. And we'll get back to this this case as well. So what about hotels? So hotels often, they have you, if they could have it set up in the dining hall. You have a place to light candles. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can't make a bracha on those. It's a bunch of candles together. It's not being mosif anything. So you can't make a bracha on those, according to Sfaradim. But according to Ashkenaz, well, they should get together and listen to one woman make a bracha, say amen, and then light. But according to the Rama would say they can't make a bracha. They can't make a bracha. The problem is that often the hotels set up these tables in the lobby where it's not anywhere you can get hanah from. Right? You light and then everybody goes inside. No, they should have it set up in the dining room. But if they don't have it set up in the dining room, that's a big problem. Big problem. And that's why many poskim would say that's a bracha levatola. To light in a lobby where no one is, you're going to light in some corner and then leave? No, that's a problem. And he quotes this from Rav Mordechai Elio and the Shmir Shabbos, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Mordechai Elio does say, if it's a place where cake and coffee are served, not just in a lobby mamet where nobody ever stays there, but it's where cake and coffee and you might have a piece of cake, or so then maybe it's okay. Then maybe it would be okay in that regard. So again, the Mamar Mordechai also mentions this, right? This is the Rav Mordechai Elio in the Tshuvas. But there are klal on all space baloney and marshal lignirus b'chadarim. You can't light in the room. Umaksim, that's for security purposes. Umaksim makam lobby b'malon. If you light in the lobby, no one can make the bracha. No one can make the bracha. You have to get some hana from it. If they're not there, they're not yotze. Aval manerus v'cheder achar kach shosim bo kofi v'ochlim one uga o v'cheder v'ochel azai isha ashkenazia can go and make the bracha there. Okay, there's also the sefer Chutashani. Chutashani is from Nissan Karel. It says there's another option in situations that one wants to be yotze even in a hotel situation. Says the Chutashani ve'efshar shem achrei shechozim lebeisam bishos lo shabbos yitem oetzet varachila. Right, that's not the hotel case, but the case where again you have long candles, so you didn't get any hana from them yet. So when you come back late, eat something out of the candles, or as we said before, put a light on just in case they would go out. You can also do that in a hotel. When a woman's about to light candles in the hotel, what should she do? She should first turn off and on a light in the hotel room. So she asked Kavana, that's part of my lighting. That light goes straight down and do the candle and make the bracha on the candles. That's what the Piskei Tshuvas quotes. Fim tidlef b'chadara et ora chashmal l'kavet Shabbos. Umiyala, she turns it off and on. You can even use the bathroom light. Even the bathroom light in the hotel. Umiyala lo hefzek, tidlef ha-makom, ha-miyuad la-laka. And then right after she goes straight and lights by the, wherever it is, wherever the hotel wants her to light. So then that would be okay as well, because the lighting, the mitzvah would be include the lighting that she did in the room. One final point. And that is, so now we just said that sometimes, electric lights, you can even light. But there's a problem. The Shmir Shabbos brings up. So nowadays, we're going to light candles. But if the lights are on in the room, then what good are my candles doing? Is this really more adding Sholem Bayis? Is adding Sholem Bayis by light? My candles are doing nothing. But like we said before, Shraga Batira Mayahani. Right? So what do you do? What do you do in this situation? Could you really make a bracha on lighting halakas neir Shabbos anymore? So many poskim, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov and Rav Avadia all suggest in the Abbot of 53 there in the radius of Shabbos, they all say, you know what a woman should do right before she lights candles? She should turn the light off and then turn the light on and then go light the candles so that the turning on the light is part of the lighting the candles, right? If she didn't do that, then it's like she's lighting and there's no purpose. But if she turns the light off and turns the light then on, then that would work. And he quotes that this was the practice of Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and others. Rav Moshe Sternbach, the Tshuva Zanogos, is not as concerned as the other poskim in this. And that's why the minhag of most women is not to turn the light off and on. The minhag of most women is just to do their thing. Rather, Rav Sternbach says, nowadays, the lights aren't only to give light. Shaddai lazeba electri shebacheder. I have the electric light. Rock covet Shabbos l'shanos ba'or ha-Shabbos. What I might call the ambiance. There's an ambiance when there are candles lit. And even if you want to say that nowadays the candles don't add light, but they do add ambiance. You go into a fancy place, there are candles lit. Rock covet Shabbos l'shanos ba'or ha-Shabbos. L'chein af sha'or b'cheder adlikin neiris b'yuchan l'chavet Shabbos. The imkain hayomi karmel kavod levav v'lo mishangim mekach. The chulin continues, but there is a heter. So again, if a woman wants to follow the practice of many poskim, Rav Yaakov and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe, to turn the light off and on and then go light, wonderful. And if not, if she doesn't do anything, Rav Sternbach says it is all okay. Also, Tshuvos v'hanagos. The Pnei Halacha also summarizes this and says, though it's preferable to turn off the electric lights before lighting, it is okay if one didn't do that. It is fine. That's what it says. Ulam in Adin, towards the end of 55. Gam b'shoa she'turas ha'chashmal dolekes after l'halak ne'eras v'bracha, even if it's lit. Because nowadays, the Shalom Bayis element is not just about light, but it is about the issues of ambiance. And just like when you walk into a fancy restaurant, there's an ambiance because there are candles lit on the table. So too, when it comes to halakas ne'eras Shabbos. Okay, this was halakas ne'eras. Part 1. We look forward to having part 2 next time we meet.